News. I'm John Scott. Russian naval exercises are taking place in the Caribbean Sea.
The U.S. military expects military exercises by Moscow in the Caribbean will involve a handful of Russian ships and support vessels, which may also stop in Venezuela. Russia's a longtime ally of Venezuela and Cuba, and its warships and aircraft have periodically made forays into the Caribbean. Tensions are growing over Western support for Ukraine. The Russian mission comes less than 2 weeks after President Joe Biden authorized Ukraine to use U.S.-provided weapons to strike inside Russia to protect Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The White House says President Biden and President Volodymyr Zelensky will be signing a security agreement between the U.S. and Ukraine. That's when they meet on the sidelines of the Group of Seven summit. Also at SRNNews.com, retired Army Captain Sam Brown has overcome a crowded primary field in Nevada's Republican U.S. Senate primary. Bernie Bennett with that story.
Brown's victory sets up a fierce battle against Democratic Senator Jackie Rosen in November that could decide the control of the U.S. Senate. Brown was recruited by national Republicans who were deliberately trying to avoid a repeat of their lackluster show in the 2022 midterms. All but cementing Brown's victory was the endorsement of former President Donald Trump on Sunday. Brown told his supporters Tuesday that he would work to secure the border, provide energy security, lower taxes, and reform the judiciary. In a speech to supporters at a Reno watch party, Brown described an America, quote, at a crossroads, where he said his children, quote, have no voice and no vote in the country that they will inherit. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Authorities anticipate commercial shipping traffic through the Port of Baltimore will soon return to normal levels. That's after its main channel fully reopened. It happened earlier this week. This is SRN News. Doctors denounce transgenderism.
The American College of Pediatricians says the country's medical establishment must stop performing sex change operations on children. The ACP and several other medical groups have signed on to the Doctors Protecting Children Declaration, which says gender dysphoria in small kids and teenagers should not be treated with surgery and puberty-blocking drugs. European medical groups are also rejecting such procedures. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Leaders of the United Methodist Church are expressing regret over the decision by the branch in Ivory Coast to leave the union following the church's decision to formally embrace gay marriage and LGBT clergy. That move is the latest in a series of ripple effects in conservative Africa, which is home to the vast majority of United Methodists outside the United States, with over 1.2 million members. This is SRN News. An off-duty Atlanta policeman takes down a man who opened fire in a very crowded food court. SRN's Laura Winters.
Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens says had the off-duty police officer not been here, the situation at the Peachtree Center food court could have been way worse. The officer shooting and wounding the 34-year-old gunman who has an extensive criminal record. He shot three people, a 47-year-old man, and two women ages 69 and 79, all at the hospital expected to survive. This underground food court packed with people eating at various restaurants when the shots were fired just after 2 in the afternoon. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Thousands of Amazon delivery drivers have filed legal claims against that company. They allege the company's classification of them as independent contractors instead of employees has led to unpaid wages and other financial losses. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.